אוקיי, בסיעתא דשמיא, we are here in Shaar Yichud, Tzfat, Yer HaKodesh, on this beautiful Wednesday. That's it guys, it's Shabbat already. Wednesday, the Ashkenazim start saying Shir Shel Yom, they say Lecho Neranena. Already getting started, the lights of Shabbat, Bezat Hashem, tonight we're going to have our Chavura. And בסיעתא דשמיא, now we're going to continue our series in Emunat Chachamim. We're connecting to the Tzaddikim. Teachings from Biyam Darkecha. And we're up to a part that's called Ibur. Right? This is a little deep Kabbalistic idea, but we'll talk about it. Do not try this at home. If you're watching this video, that means you're not on the level. If you are on the level, you would know you're on the level. Again, if you're watching this, most likely not there. Da! No! שחלק מתועלת התקשרות היא שזוכה שמתנוצץ בו הדת והערה של הצדיק. Part of having a connection to the tzaddik is that at a certain point you get a spark in your mind, in your dat, of the light of the tzaddik. And there's many different levels. And in general, this is what's called the avoda of ibur. Of ibur, right? What's ibur in Hebrew? Impregnation. When you connect yourself enough to the tzaddik, you merit that parts of him start to become attached to you. Like it says in Chazal, Masechet Shabbat, Abba Leter, Mesayin Oto, whoever comes to purify himself, they help them from above. What does it mean that they help them from above? How do they get help from above, exactly? By the way, another beautiful way, it's amazing Chazal, this. Whoever comes to purify, they help you, right? And whoever wants to sin, what does it say? Potchilo, they open it for him. If you want to purify yourself, they help you. If you want to sin, they open it. What's the difference? Imagine a person on a bicycle that needs to go up a hill. In order to get up a hill on a bicycle, you need help. So you have gears, right? Maybe someone pushing your back. You need help to get up. You're trying to do something hard, something intense. So from heaven, they help you. They help you to get up the mountain. But what happens if you're at the top of the mountain and you want to sin? You just want to... So all they have to do is open the gates, the bicycle will start rolling by itself into the deepest depths. They don't have to help you get down. They just have to open up the gate. And in this world, like it says in Tomer Tvorah, the hey, this world is compared to the letter hey, meaning it's open on all sides to sin. As much as you want, you can fall into the deepest, darkest places. It's your choice if you want to stay inside the hey or not. The hey has enough openings for you to leave and to go wherever you want. If you want to stay in the hay, you need help. You need help. And that's why from heavens they're helping us all the time. And how do they help him? They send a soul of a holy tzaddik that gets impregnated in you to help you in Avodat Hashem. And you can get this by way of connecting to the souls of tzaddikim. Nefesh b'nefesh, ruach b'ruach, neshama b'neshama. And that's the part I'm telling you not to try to do. Right? So you connect it to the tzaddik, the level that he comes inside of you and starts to help you, that's something that can happen naturally. Right? You learn their Torahs, you really connect to them. But also another way that it happens in this world is that let's say a person's ready to do a certain mitzvah. They're going to do a mitzvah, and there's a tzaddik up above that didn't do that mitzvah. He missed it out. So he can come down and attach himself to a yid down here in order to take part in a mitzvah. So he's coming to help you to do a holy thing and you get this extra boost. And sometimes you can feel that maybe you haven't experienced this that yet in your life, but a few more months in Tzfat, a few more years in Tzfat, then Avodat Hashem will come to you. You come to a certain day in Shacharit and you know that it's above your level right now. The way you're praying is not coming from you. You go to learn Torah and you feel, this is not just me. There's something beyond. There's some other power that's inside of me right now that is much more powerful than me, that's helping me stay so focused, that's helping me pray so beautifully, that's helping me learn Torah on a deep level and understand it. And you can tell, if you're honest with yourself, you realize, I have superpowers right now. I have a certain boost, a spiritual boost, and I can feel it because it's not normal. I know it's not me. What is that? That's very likely a soul, a holy soul that's come down to attach itself to you, to accomplish things that it couldn't have or didn't accomplish in its previous gilgul here when it was inside of a body, Or you have reached the level where you're trying to purify yourself so much that you're getting help from up above. Right? The Arizal explains how to do this on a kever, right? How to actually go to the kever and connect your nefesh, your ruach and neshama to the nefesh, ruach and neshama of the tzaddik. But that's what I was trying to tell you not to do. Meaning, again, you're playing with fire, and you're in a graveyard, and if you don't connect to that tzaddik, you will connect to something else. So don't go there, right? But knowing that this is something that happens in Am Yisrael is something important for you to know. It is. It's the opposite side. It's the positive side of a possession. A dibuk, right? Possession. You have dibuk in the negative side when a negative spirit comes and attaches itself to a person and they get possessed, right? Like the world says. And then there's a positive possession where a tzaddi comes into you and it's very, very, very good. And the number one quickest way to lose that additional help, that tzaddik handicap that you got given to help you in Avodat Hashem, is anger. The second you get angry, if you did get an ibur, if you did merit to have a neshama come into you to help you in your spirituality, the fastest sign, sealed, and delivered way to get that neshama out of you is getting angry. The second you get angry, it has to leave you. By the way, the second you get angry, your own soul leaves you. That's not even Kabbalah, that's just how it is, right? So even more so that you would lose, right? So by way of this, we merit a true dat of Moshe Rabbeinu and the rest of the tzaddikim, that they reveal their godliness in the world. Next thing is, since Hashem is so lofty, it's impossible to connect to Hashem without cleanliness. In order to connect to the Shekhinah by way of the Tzaddik, the true thing is, to serve Hashem properly is very, very hard. And even more so, to really merit to be a Merkava for the Shekhinah, to be a vehicle of expression for the Shekhinah in this world, you have to be very clean. You have to be purified. Because that's the only way you can reveal the true inner lights. And if a person says, I don't need a connection with a Tzaddik, I'll just do it myself. I'll reach the Shekhinah by myself. So then, you're disrespecting the Shekhinah. That's a disgrace to the Shekhinah. Because you're revealing that you think that you're able to come into the King wearing pajamas, wearing sackcloth, wearing not attractive, torn up clothing. And that's a disrespect for the King to walk into the King's palace looking like a bum. It's not right. You think that the Shekhinah will dwell in such a dirty, filthy place? So yes, we're talking about you, and it's hard, but we're talking about the person that says, I don't need the tzaddik. I don't need help. I can just go about it myself. You on a low, 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 low level think that you can do what thousands of Jews couldn't have done before? We always had leaders. We always had someone leading the flock, helping us all connect. You think you could just go on that path by yourself? You don't need to connect to any of them, not their teachings, not them, not the behaviors, not the halacha. Just you and God. You don't need the books. You don't need the rabbis. You think the Shekhinah is coming down to that place? Yifshah. The truth is it's not possible. In a place filled with sin, filled with dirt, filled with lust, and specifically the most disgraceful of all, pride and ego, Ein Shekhinah, HaKadosha Yechola Lidur Sham. The Holy Shekhinah cannot rest in that place. Shekhinah cannot rest in a place filled with pride and ego and lust and all these different things. Therefore, in order to be successful in clinging to the Shekhinah, you have to give in and submit yourself and connect to a tzaddik. And by way of that, a person saying, with all that I've reached and all that I understand, I know that I'm very, 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 very far away from really being clean. Clean enough to do this by myself. Clean enough that I can go into the palace by myself. And I understand that I can't connect to the Shekhinah by myself without complete purity. Because it's clear to me that in order to merit to have the Shekhinah really, truly dwell on you, you have to be complete as possible. You have to be clean as possible. And I know I'm not there. But I haven't reached that yet. And in the meantime, I don't want to be outside. Why should I miss out? Therefore, I go to receive a path from a tzaddik. I go to a Rebbe for advice. Because he's clean. And according to where I'm at, according to my level, he has complete recognition of Yichud Hashem, of the oneness of Hashem, and complete nullification. Very precise languages here that we have to understand. I'm going to read it again in Hebrew because I was doing translation without it. The Hebrew is extremely precise with finer details. You say to, like, right? I know that the Shekhinah only dwells in a clean place, and I'm not there. I haven't reached it. Ubentime, in the meantime, I don't want to stay outside. Therefore, I'm going to receive the Shekhinah by way of the Tzaddik. And he's completely clean. Lefi erki, according to my level, he's completely clean. According to my level, v'yesh lo akara muchletet b'yichud Hashem. According to my level, he has complete God consciousness. He has complete bitul. What does that mean about the tzaddik? If it's according to my level, he has complete knowledge. That means on his level, he doesn't have complete knowledge. But relative to me, he's higher than me, so I need him. Get it?
Yeah.
People, a lot of times, they don't have access to a tzaddik. What is the college kid on Yale, in Yale campus in the U.S. that has a Chabad there locally? What tzaddik is he meant to connect to? That local Chabad rabbi on his campus. That's the biggest tzaddik he has access to. He has no one else he can to. And according to that college kid that's in a frat, right? That local Chabad rabbi is a tzaddik. He has complete God consciousness. He's not doing what they're doing in the frat. He's on the same exact campus with complete God consciousness. So for that frat kid, who's the tzaddik? The most righteous, holy person that's closest to me. And what happens when he leaves that college campus and now he's religious, keeps Shabbat, learns Torah every day? God forbid he goes back to that rabbi to learn from him. Not because the rabbi is not there. Because according to me, there's other people now that have higher God consciousness, and they're higher than him too. There's nothing wrong with that. That's how life is. We grow in life and we move on. So yeah, we said this in the beginning. You're a rabbi when you're in middle school, high school, and your local Orthodox rabbi. As long as that's all you know, he's a tzaddik. The second you outgrow him, or you get exposed to people that tower over him, doesn't change who he is. He's still righteous, and you still owe him your life for teaching you Torah and bringing you into Torah on that level. And now you have to step it up. And if he has a problem with that, do it faster, because obviously he's not an okay person. A person that's not willing to let go of their talmidim and to push them to higher places and better places hasn't understood what it means to connect to God. Right? There's a few people that aren't sitting here because I'm trying to send them out of here. Get out of here. Connect to Hashem. That's the most important place. That's the most important thing. And since I see this person like that, that means the Shekhinah is on him. Again, we should be trying to connect to real tzaddikim. But the idea of relativity in Kabbalah is extremely important. Right? Yesterday in this conversation as well, I ended up comparing myself to Rabbi Yitzhak on a certain thing. And that also was a big problem. Why? Because how dare I compare myself to a true tzaddik? What was I actually doing? According to the theory of relativity, like he does this, on my level, I do this. Am I on his level? That's not what I'm saying. But I'm trying to understand certain things. Who could I learn from if not the people that are ahead of me? I'm not on their level. But some of the things that they do on their level, could I trickle down to my level in a balanced, authentic way? I happen to think yes. And I happen to believe in the theory of relativity within Kabbalah. Meaning, what's true up there might not be true here. But way further down, that same truth could work over there. On that level. Right? There's times in life where I feel like I'm not worthy, where I feel like I'm not able to do something, right? I don't feel like the things are connecting. It doesn't make sense in my head. And that time, you need breath of Torah. That's the only truth. And then there's times where you think you know it all, and you get it, and you understand. And in that moment, you need Chabad Torahs. That's the truth. It all depends where you are and where you find yourself, right? By way of him, I'll also merit, like the Ran says in his Joshot, Yisku gam ha-bilti muchanim. The Ran says something very important. Rabbeinu Nisim in the Gemara says, by way of those who are prepared, the unprepared will also get in. Meaning just having a connection to the tzaddik, at a certain point, even though you're not fitting, you will be brought in. Like there's a crazy story of not doing good things in the world, very not good things in the world, and he traveled to Ukraine to do those not good things in the world. And when he was in Ukraine, in order to get the deal done, the Ukrainians told him, it was close to Rosh Hashanah, the Ukrainians told him, go to Uman, you're an Israeli, either way, that's where you guys are all going now, it won't be suspicious, and we'll meet you there and we'll do this deal. And the guy went there, the people invited him into Tzion, and he didn't want to do it, he didn't want to partake. He wasn't religious, he went there to do his business deal and to get out of there. And he didn't want to go. After a while, when he was coming to leave Uman after the whole deal, he waves to the Tzion and he says, bye Rabbeinu. A little bit later, he gets in a car accident and dies. He gets to heaven and he sees hundreds of thousands of sins piled up against him. Horrible things that he's done in the world, that he caused for other people, things he knows, things he doesn't know. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Neshama comes and says, don't touch him, he's mine. So what do you mean, don't touch him, he's mine? Look how many sins. He has nothing to do with you. How could you even say he's yours? He has nothing. You call him a Talmid? He's not a Talmid. He doesn't even know your Torah. He doesn't know anything. He says, yeah, look at this scene. It was just not too long ago in Uman. And when he walked out, he said, bye, Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu means my rabbi. That means he's mine. And got him out of it. Took him out of the trouble. Right? What is that? By way of those who are prepared, even the unprepared will get in. Right? Reb Nachman did the work. A person just called him our Rabbi. That was enough to fix them up in the world to come. And the person came back to life, was sent back down. It was a near-death experience. And there's people here in Tzfat that know this guy. Someone that's here. It's not some out there story from hundreds of years ago. No, the person's still alive. He's still here in Israel. Made tshuva, not a gangster anymore, not doing those things anymore. And now he is a student of Rabbeinu, right? But back then, the only kesher he had to Reb Nachman is that he looked at the room where he's buried and said, bye, Rabbeinu. That saved him from a near-death experience and from many, many, many years in a very, very, very dark, disconnected place. Right? So, Vaben, et omeg inyan, we have to understand the depth that's being said here. She'en ze stam agav atzadik. It's not just by the way, right? By way of connection, a real connection. So we just explained on the other side, Reb Nachman coming to defend a person, right? But here the book's telling us, it's not just that, oh, you said it by Rabbeinu, now you're that's it. You're with the Shekhinah, you're good, you're set in your life. It's by way of a connection, a person reveals that at least he understands what I understand what needs to be done. Right? Having a connection to the Rebbe shows you what a Rebbe is. You see the work that he does, you understand what it takes to actually have Shekhinah on you. You're looking at a person, you're getting the example according to your level, and then you aspire to it. And by way of you aspiring, then you merit to go in with the tzaddik. Right? You get what I'm saying? It's not an insurance policy like a lot of people in the world have this way of treating tzedakah. I can do all the sins in the world as long as I give a check to the shul. Right? That cleans me up. That's not what we're saying here. Ah, okay, there's a level of it. At least your charity you give to a shul. That's a good thing, right? And not to, I don't know, 3 cents on the dollar to some African kid. You give it to a shul. The money's actually going to be used and it's part of your family, your tribe, your people. It's a good, holy thing. That's one level, but you're still using it as a guilty conscious policy. Right? This is not what we're saying here. You connect to the tzaddik. You see the level of work that he puts in. You aspire to also be able to do that work. That aspiration, that ratzon, that desire that you're proving by way of your actions and showing up every day, that's what allows you to get the piggyback ride into the good places with him. By way of you nullifying yourself to the tzaddik, you reveal that you understand what is the proper level. How should it really be? What does it really look like? And then by way of that, you're saying, Kach gam ani rotze liot. I also want to be like that. And only because of that you actually merit it. Because you recognize the truth of what it needs to be. and you're trying to get there, you're yearning towards it. Right? So it's not a, oh yeah, he's holy and he'll do it for me. And by way of me being with him, then I'll just get in. No, he's holy, I also want to be holy, I'm going to try to be holy, and then we'll go in together. There's no shortcuts here. There's no getting let off. For example, right, you have emissaries that are getting sent to the king. But they're all dirty, right? They won't let them in. They won't let them get into the... But if one of them is fitting, one of the people, right, let's say we send a minion, 10 people to go talk to the king, and they're all in dirty clothes, but one of them is dressed properly and he's loved by the king. By way of his power, he'll bring in everybody else, right? Even though the main thing is that one person that's clean, he brings everybody else with him. And if a person wants to know if he's walking on a straight path and a path of emunah, you should see if you honor people that are tzaddikim and honor people that serve Hashem. If you want to know if you're really connected to Hashem in a path of emunah and straightness and honesty, how do you treat the people that are doing it better than you? Because it could be that you could be a very big person in Torah, you could know a lot of things. Like Doeg and Achitofel, right? They always gave promises to David HaMelech. And they have no portion in the world to come. They were giants of Torah. They knew it in and out. They didn't make it though. It's not about what you know. They had a problem with David HaMelech. They went against David HaMelech. That took them out of this world. Why? Because David HaMelech is the most inner point of your Avodat Hashem that you could ever do. Crowning Hashem over every facet of your life. Yirat Shamayim on the highest level. The most inner work that you could be doing. The point of the Shekhinah. Right? David is the Malchut, is the king. Why is revealing Shekhinah in the world? The main thing for Doeg and Achitofel, for these Talmidei Chachamim that know so much Torah, was only the external successes. And they didn't get at all that there's an inner lack, that there's a problem here. But whoever thinks that in his low level he's fitting to cling to the Shekhinah, for sure he hasn't put in the work needed to connect to a tzaddik. Because he doesn't understand at all, he doesn't understand what levels of purity a person needs, and what is true unity. And he's still stuck in the klipot according to his level. And according to the true words, his actions are lacking. They're lacking. Like the Zohar says, Torah and mitzvot without love and awe doesn't ascend up above. You can do all the actions. If your heart's not there, it's not going anywhere. It's not going anywhere. And whoever gets in, it's all the mercy of Hashem. Hashem says to every single Jew, you do what you can do, do according to the ability that I gave you, don't compare yourself to anybody else. You do you. And get as far ahead as you can by yourself. And then, even though you're not on the most clean level, you haven't completely fixed everything, if you cling to a tzaddik that is on a place of complete purity and complete cleanliness, by way of that, you'll be included in his avoda, which is true avoda, and it will count as if you did your job completely. But it's only by way of you believing in him and on the level that he's at, meaning that you believe that there is such a thing and that's how it should be. It should be that I get to the level of complete clarity and cleanliness and bitul to Hashem. It should be that every single Jew should get to that level. I'm on the path, not there yet, but I'm connected to a person that is, that means I'm there. That means I'm already there. Doesn't mean I stop working now, but I'm already there. I can benefit the revelations that the tzaddik gets on my level by not being on his level. Just by being sincerely on my level and understanding that his level is how it should be. That we all have to aspire to get there. There's people that these words shake them up and they make the claim, Hashem loves every single Jew and every single one is the only son of Hashem. And even a person that fell to the depths of hell, Hashem loves him and he's with him. Ashochen itam betoch tumatam. Hashem dwells with them in their impurity. Why are you telling me it's only the tzaddikim? Why are you telling me I can't do this? Every Jew is holy, right? What Korach loved to say. Korach, by the way. No one else is denying it. Just Korach loved to push the idea that everyone's holy. Everyone's holy. Gam limdunu rabotei mishukol maaseh tov, achi katan, chashuv be'od b'nei Hashem. The rabbis taught us that every action, even the smallest action, is very important in the eyes of Hashem. Ve'ech amarnu, how did we say? Right? How could you say that Avodat Hashem is only accepted on the highest level when a person is completely clean, they've fixed everything, they've reached levels where it's complete, only then it's Avodat Hashem, only then there's Shechina? We have to pay attention that there's two parts of Avodat Hashem. There's Avinu and there's Malkeinu. There's our Father and there's our King. The Father brings the Son close. In any situation, no matter what's going on, a father will be there for his son. But the king doesn't bring his son all the time in front of him and put him down in amongst the ministers. Only if he's fitting to do that. Right? The father is always bringing in, but a king is running a country. He has ministers. Just because you're my son doesn't mean you can be part of the ministers. Every single Jew can use the love of Hashem, of Avinu, and you serve Hashem with all of your might, all of your power, on the side of Malkeinu. Right? On one hand, this God loves me infinitely, I can do no wrong. He'll always, always, always open his arms to receive me back. On the other hand, he's a king. He's expecting me to work hard and to do a lot to get to high levels. He's a king. There's no go against the king, it's off with your head. That reality is also included in that it's your father. Right? So you have to feel love, but you also have to work. You have to put in a lot of work. It's a king we're talking about. But if he does whatever he wants, whatever he thinks is okay to do, so then even his heart is not accepted. Therefore, Hashem, it's true, he loves every single Jew. As if he's an only son. Mamash, like there's only one Jew in the world. Hashem is like that. But when it comes to avodah, when it comes to the work that you have to do in this world, you have to be in the Malkeinu mindset. And you can only really use the Avinu mindset if you have the Malkeinu mindset. Right? If I'm trying to do the best that I can, then when I fall, it's Hashem, my Father. But if I think I can do whatever I want because it's Hashem, my Father, and I never do any work, then I'm most likely only going to experience Malkeinu. He's only going to be a king, and it's going to come with a lot of deen, right? Because Hashem, he has tolerance and he has patience, and he's waiting for you to do tshuva. But he's waiting for you to do tshuva. And he's expecting you to do tshuva. And he's expecting you to listen and to do the right thing. If you're trying to do that, so then yeah, you can lean on the fact that Hashem is Avinu all the time. Hashem loves you. You can do no wrong. All the mistakes you're making while you're growing are the cutest thing in the world. Hashem loves it. He's laughing up there. He's giggling with all the angels. It's okay. But that's only on condition that you're actually doing what he's telling you to do. If you disrespect him and do whatever you think and you don't recognize that he's also a king, then how are you going to say he's a father as well? And even if he is a father you have to respect, and a father you have to listen to. And with, even within the side of the father that he loves, a father also deserves respect. On the side of God. I mean, it's godly respect when you respect our parents. Since we can't reach perfection completely, immediately, then we have to do whatever we can. And in the rest, you cling to the tzaddik. But if you avoid the side of Malkeinu, that's a huge mistake. Because you need both of them together in your hand. At the core, this is the difference between talking to God, talking to Hashem, and tefillah. In tefillah, there's a lot of different rules and conditions, right? You have to be clean, you have to be wearing certain clothing, and you have to, right? There's all these halachot of how you can even take those three steps. Before you even take those three steps, there's a whole bunch of things that you have to make sure are checked off. Right? And in general, if you have to define what are all of those rules coming to say, ke'omed lifnei ha-melech, it's as if you're standing in front of the king. Right? There's a certain behavior when you stand in front of the king. You can't come in flip-flops and everything's okay, and you know, like, there's certain, you're standing in front of the king. Standing in front of the king. And like the Zohar said, any mitzvah, Torah, tefillah that's done without love and awe, it doesn't go anywhere. It won't ascend up. But to talk to Hashem in general, you can do that in any form, in any manner, wherever you are, no matter how you feel, dirty, you talk to Hashem, no matter what. No matter what, you can talk to Hashem. Because Hashem loves every single Jew, in any situation, in any level that they can find themselves. And you have an obligation to cling to Him. Tefillah, tefillah is a path that is defined as avoda, right? It's a clear path that's been cut out in the world. It's called work. You're serving the king. You're standing in front of the king. And there's many, many rules there. The rules are, you're standing in front of the king. Act properly. But speech with Hashem is an internal connection, right? And that's always the aspect of Avinu, my father, right? I can walk into my father's room even if I'm not invited. With the king, even if you're the son, you can't do that. Even a wife, the queen can't walk up to the king whenever she wants. But a wife can walk up to her husband whenever she wants. And a son can walk up to her father whenever he wants. And for sure, in every single tefillah, you also have dibur with Hashem, right? In your tefillah, you're meant to talk to Hashem like He's your father. But the tzaddikim are always praying in a way that they're like slaves in front of their master. Therefore, in tefillah specifically, that's why we have to connect to the tzaddikim. You get what happened here? We were talking about how a person can go on their own individual path versus needing a tzaddik, right? That's what we've been discussing here. Then he breaks down this Avinu Malkenu. Yeah, on the side of Avinu, go talk to Hashem as much as you want, no matter what. There's no rules, there's no conditions. Just talk to Hashem. Have that connection. On the side of tefillah, on the three prayers you have to do a day, there's so many halachot. There's such a set way to do it that it involves so much that you might mess up. Therefore, it's extremely important when you come to pray, if you can, to be in a minyan with a tzaddik, if you can, to connect your mind, which you can, just connect your mind by saying, Areni Mekasher, that's me, right? I'm here by connecting myself to all the tzaddikim, those that are past, those that are in this world, right? And you go into your tefillah. You go into your tefillah. Why? Because here there's so many conditions that I don't want to mess up, so I lean on the tzaddik. Only good things. May we all have this relationship in our lives and be zochet to take it even further, to connect to the Shekhinah, not to the tzaddik.